Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, we've already heard about climate change. We talked yesterday about Marco Rubio on the Republican side denying it. And this morning, unstoppable decline for the ice sheet.
Yeah, the scientists are very clear on this. We know what's happening, and we don't know if it's too late, but at least we could try. Marco Rubio comes along and he says, you know, look, these are things that just happen in the course of the evolution of the world. You know, there are ice ages, there are other things. I don't believe it. I don't believe that the scientists are right. Oh, yeah. Okay. So what we're going to do is believe a politician from Florida as opposed to the entire scientific community of note. Now, I'm sure they can trot out a scientist of some kind, but, you know, the science is quite clear here. And now every day we are treated to a spate of new evidence that shows that this is just going downhill. It is insanity for somebody like Rubio to assume an ostrich-like position. And boy, there would be a good cartoon there. I'll give it away for free of Rubio putting his head in the sand and creating what is basically the dooming of the civilized world. We see it. We've seen it in Sandy and everything else. So look, to say that it will create economic chaos is capitalism at its very worst. We can't do anything because it'll stop business.
From doom to maybe some good news. The state controller of New York announcing yesterday a record pension fund.
Things are getting better. We're in that part of the cycle. If you happen to be riding that wave when you're a politician and there isn't a nicer, more decent man than our state controller, Tom DiNapoli, for once, he reaps the benefits of a turned-around economy. And what this will mean is that the local governments will have to put less money in, which will give them more money to spend on other things, into the pension fund, because the pension fund itself will be making enough money. And that will, of course, certainly help DiNapoli as he runs for re-election.
Doesn't it also show how tied to the market New York State is?
No question. New York State is tied to the market because it has one of the largest pension funds in the world.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, and the issue is condoms and prostitutes.
That's right. The police have announced that they are not going to be confiscating the condoms for evidence that the prostitutes carry with them. Of all the insane ideas that you would make prostitutes stop carrying condoms because it would constitute evidence, which means that both the prostitutes and the Johns would be at risk. Look, this is a public health issue. Other cities have stopped it. It's an absolute must. And congratulations to de Blasio, to his police commissioner, and to all the wiser people who have prevailed in this. And before we go, I just want a word on the lockbox. We're getting better. We're getting there. It's beginning to pick up. It's like a locomotive. It's like the train. I think I can, and then it goes faster and faster and faster and faster. Come on, everybody, get going on the lockbox. Go to WAMC.org.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us.